Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, well, it's Monday. Well, it's Tuesday, I should say. So it's time for Monday Musings, which is Monday Musings on a Tuesday. It's John Perillo. That's his theme song. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm in a lather.
At least that's unusual, right?
56 people shot in Chicago, but they don't need any help. Wow.
Well, and thank you for having Rick on, by the way, this morning. I really enjoyed his piece, and I always do.
Great.
So
he's great.
You know,
yeah.
And I did want to look at something a little bit different this week, and in the aftermath of the attacks in Minneapolis. You know, Bob and I didn't think we could let that go without some comment. And I know that this particular piece I'm going to do isn't a comfort to anyone who's lost a spouse or a child. And I'm also well aware that sometimes grief drives people away from belief. And in a way, I don't find that unreasonable. I get it. But I'd like to discuss briefly what's called the problem of evil as it relates to the existence of God. And most of the other arguments against the existence of God seem to be more easily refuted, but the problem of evil is something that I think many truly feel is a heartfelt barrier to their belief, and it was to mine as well. And because when you see horrible things, your reaction is to question the existence of God, or at least a God that is both all good and all powerful. So to begin with, if you're struggling with this, you're not alone. This is something that religious scholars have studied quite literally for centuries. And if you were to, you know, try to explore this at one of the world's great universities, which many of which were, by the way, created originally to do just this kind of thing, you would spend years on this. So this will obviously be a very high-level look, and I'll take liberally from some of the things that Bishop Robert Barron and...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Many others have said because they were helpful to me.
But hey, John Perillo, let me mention this. If you studied at one of our... and I put this in air quotes, great universities, you might need to, another 4 years to untrain yourself.
Well, in the old days, originally, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you can think of this out there as a piece, as an attempt to plant some thoughts for when this show is over and you have some quiet time to reflect. And no less than Christ himself addresses the problem of evil in a story, a parable is the biblical word for it, of a landowner who owns and has a field, and he plants a field of wheat. And it's God who is the landowner, and he plants the best seeds. And the story goes on to say that while the people who are tending the field were asleep, which means that while the people who are tending the field, that's us, weren't paying attention, an enemy puts out weed seeds in the same field. And what that tells us is that even in the best work of God himself, we can expect to find some weeds. An enemy has been at work, the parable tells us. And the more the thing is good, the wheat in the story, or children attending a mass in the case of Minneapolis, the more that it's spiritual, the more it has to be attacked. And the weeds and the wheat in this story that Christ tells us, they grow up together. There isn't a border of weeds. There's not a separate field of weeds across the street. They're right there growing with the wheat, just like the evil that we see in our world. And it's us who are tending the field. And as servants to God in his land, it's up to us to take care of the harvest. And the story goes on to say that those who tend the field, that's us, ask if they should go out right now and pull the weeds. So just like all of you are asking God right now, if you've paid attention to that story in Minneapolis, why can't we just go pull up the weeds? But in the story, the landowner, God himself says, no, don't pull up the weeds. And you need to think about that. God himself says that we are to let the weeds grow up in the field of wheat, because if we pull up the weed, we might pull up some of the wheat as well. And the loss of one blade of wheat is too precious to risk. Right? We might destroy some good in our pursuit of evil. We are told to wait until harvest for that separation to happen. And it will happen, but it will happen on the master's timeline, not ours. And that takes both patience and humility, which I certainly find very difficult. Which begs the question, what's the good that might be pulled up if we just went up and pulled out the weeds? And St. Augustine said that God is so powerful that he can permit evil so as to bring about a greater good. And I want to say immediately that I know that this is of little comfort to those people in Minneapolis and elsewhere who have to look at an empty seat at their dinner table. But I do think that with some effort, we can certainly begin to understand what Augustine was saying, right? Bob had his theater troupe in there a while back that was composed entirely of young people with learning disabilities. And I'm certain I wasn't the only one to listen to the adult coordinators of that group and think of just how wonderful they were as human beings and how joyous these young actors were, regardless of whatever human measurement we might have for their abilities. Right? And all the wonderful veterans that Bob celebrates wouldn't exist if not for the absolute horror of war. And the Hebrews and the American Indians and the Catholics have in common a belief that certain truths about the Creator can be observed in nature, which is his creation. And they call that nature's law. And as Bob has told you, I live out here in ranch country, and we have some spectacular eagles out here, golden eagles with more than 6-foot wingspans, bald eagles, ground owls, you name it. But those majestic animals don't exist without the destruction of rabbits, mice, and other animals. And without the destruction of the rabbit, there is no eagle. Right? And human life shows the same phenomenon again and again, everywhere you look. There's no Schindler's List without Nazi Germany. Those extraordinary Medal of Honor citations and all the people that were referenced in Rick's piece, right? Those examples of great heroism never happen without another family receiving the most dreaded visit from a military chaplain. Those spouses and children caring for family members that barely even know that they're there, all of that. And again, before I take another breath, I am completely aware that the fact that a hero exists doesn't take away from the other family's pain in the least. And if that family then wonders how God could possibly do that or how God could allow this to happen, I get it, right? And yet, we're told to let the weeds and the wheat grow together until the harvest. We shouldn't expect even the best of wheat, the most wonderful creations of God, of our individual lives, to be without some weeds. And maybe we have to be patient and leave that to the master's schedule, as difficult as that might be for me to understand, certainly, right? And I go back to forcing myself to think at least a little bit in an intellectual manner. And I can look at some of the stuff I've seen that really shook me up, and I tend to be emotional about that. And then I realized that what I saw was the tiniest fraction of a tiny story in a single place in the universe that took place in an infinitesimal amount of time. And that part of the story, that the story itself goes back for millennia and will go on for millennia. And I just happened to be standing next to that one sentence in an ongoing narrative when it happened. And then I wonder just how arrogant it is for me to think that, based on my view of that one tiny fragment, that I can extrapolate what the rest of this amazing epic looks like or means. So if God has an infinite mind and exists outside of time itself and has created and is standing over all of this, I have to compare that to me saying this single event, either in Minneapolis or elsewhere, doesn't make any sense. And it can't possibly have any meaning. And you parents out there have seen this, right? Your three-year-old doesn't understand what you're trying to accomplish as a parent and objects loudly sometimes and generally in public, right? But they obviously don't get the larger picture. They can't. They can't understand that. Well, multiply that infinitely, and it becomes clear that what we see, what we object to, also loudly sometimes, what we find horrific, that for us to say, you know, because I don't understand this, this has no meaning, is actually a form of arrogance. And when we pray, we aren't doing so to let God know what we need. He already knows that. And of course, we still should pray, regardless of what anybody says. Prayer is never to be dismissed as useless. At the very least, prayer is our acknowledgement of two absolutely critical things. The first, that there is a God, and the second is that it's not us, right? And again, I'm aware that nothing I say here will be a comfort to a parent in Minneapolis who has to look at that empty chair at their dinner table tonight. But maybe we can use this to understand that God himself is aware that there are weeds in his field, and that he sees the weeds too, and that he knows that we want to help with taking care of that field. He knows all of that, and that sometimes he's just asking us to wait. And again, to the to your listeners out there, I know we look at these tragedies, and I know how I feel and how emotional I get. And hopefully this is a little bit helpful to you as you try to think about those problems.
Amen. Well, thank you for that, John, a reflective Monday musings here on a Tuesday. We thank you. We hope you have a great week, and we look forward to next week.
Yes, and to you and your listeners as well. Thank you for having me on, and I hope you guys have a great week and enjoy the cooler weather out there.
All right. John Perillo, Monday musings on a Tuesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.